Okay. This is a meeting of the affiliates, a special meeting of the affiliates task force, and I am Chandra Hauptman, and I will be facilitating the special business that we are going to conduct tonight, which is the purpose of the meeting, is to elect a permanent chair to the for the task force.
Madam Chair, this is the Secretary.
Hello.
Can we call?
I'm sorry, somebody just came on.
Yes, this is Jessica Polianat. I'm with KPFT. I'm on the LSP here, and I've been on the affiliate task force call before.
Hey, Jessica. This is Richard.
Hi.
Good to have you.
Hi, Richard.
Madam Chair.
Hey.
Thanks, sir, for the late. We're here. I didn't have the number.
Teresa, can you speak up? Your mic is.
Can I call roll?
I would suggest I'll call roll and you take it down because it's very hard to hear you.
Okay.
If that's okay with everybody, and
no
I have
problem.
It right in front of me.
Good.
Najee Ali, KPFA. Teresa Allen,
here.
KPFT.
Here.
Jessica, KPFT. You just came on, right, Jessica? Jessica? Didn't we just hear from Jessica?
I think so.
She may be muted. She may be muted.
Yeah, there's a lot of background noise, and then...
I'm here. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. The mute was on. I'm sorry.
Okay, Jim Bennett, WMNF.
Present.
Alonzo Brown, WPFW. Mitch Cohen, WBAI. Janet Coleman, WBAI. Kathy Davis, WBAI.
I'm here.
Okay, hi, Kathy. Rhonda Gardner, the KPFT. Myself from KPFA. Campbell Johnson, WPFW.
Present.
Kim Kaufman, KPFK.
Well, I'm here for 5 minutes, and that's it.
Oh.
Well, like I said, you know, this call, other people made the decision about this call, and I was not included in that decision. And I have an LSP meeting. Yeah, I know.
Well,
no, that's just terrible.
Okay,
let's finish the
roll call, folks. Come on.
And then I could respond to that. Gina Colbert, WBAI.
Here.
John Murphy, WHUS. Afia Wangaza, WF.
He sent a message saying he couldn't make it tonight.
John, okay. Afia Wangaza, WMXP. David Packman, I don't know his call letters. Ursula Rudenberg.
Here.
Pacifica. Richard Uzel, KPFT.
Here.
Joe Wanzala, KPFA. Lamont Yakey, KPFK, and we have Arlene Engelhardt also on the call. And just in response to Kim, the question that you raised, three members of the task force can call a special meeting and it's legal as long as we give adequate notice.
It's
two?
It just takes two.
It just takes two. Oh,
so we have 11. We have 11 people, so we have quorum. Is that correct?
Yes. So we only have one matter for this special meeting, and that is nominations for a chair for the Affiliates Task Force. So I would like to open up nominations.
Before you get to that, Madam Chair, could you explain how the votes are going to be taken?
Okay. I would like to propose that we have an email ballot. Because a lot of people are not on the, some people are not on the call, and they should be, and they should have an opportunity to vote. And this way it gives everybody on the task force an opportunity to vote.
May I speak to that?
Sure.
May I speak? Several other committees that I've been on, the task force, I realize, not a committee, but they did it that way, and they sent the ballot to Chris in the national office. Who is an unbiased source, and I suggest we do that for this.
Well, I can speak to that as well. If you look in the bylaws, there It says secret ballots for LSB, and it specifically does not say that for committees.
Okay. Well, I make a motion that the ballot be by email, and that the emails be sent to Chris in the national office.
I second the motion.
Okay. In favor?
This is outside of the bylaws. If you read the bylaws, I can find it. It'll take me a while, but this is outside the bylaws. I've been on through this.
I don't think you're right, Kim.
Well, I know I'm right because I went through this on another committee.
Oh, okay.
May I say something?
Yes, Teresa.
So if I understand it correctly, Richard is proposing people can vote by email, and Kim Kaufman is suggesting that it has to be done by snail mail?
No, by voice vote on the call here.
By voice.
Oh, okay, we can do it now.
And this is Dina. We're not a committee, and we're a task force, and we're allowed to do whatever it is we choose to do.
Right.
Plus, in Robert's rules, it says that you can always call for a ballot. In this case, the ballot has to be by email.
So why don't we have a vote on Richard's motion, which was already seconded?
Okay.
And base our decision on the outcome of the vote.
Could we have a little discussion?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm elected to discuss now. The only point that I was going to make is that since we're a task force and we aren't subject to the other restrictions...
Go pull the truck. I'll wait.
That,
you go U-turn and just park behind me.
Oh, okay. That we can... perhaps do it by vote, and it occurs to me that a lot of the interest is to be able to operate more, expeditiously, and I think that would be consistent with it. I don't have anything against the ballot situation, but it seems as though it would be it would take longer time, and we wouldn't necessarily get things accomplished. We would be having a delay.
Well, we don't have another task force meeting until the second Thursday of July.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't be doing anything until then. That would give us plenty of time to vote.
This is Teresa. I'd like to say something, Madam Chair.
Sure.
The resolution as it stands right now is that the ballot be by email sent to Chris in home office. I would like to add something to it, maybe Richard would...
I can so not hear you. Is there any way you can speak up?
Okay, I'll speak a little louder. The resolution as it stands right now is that the ballot be by email and sent to Chris in the home office. And I would like to add some addition to that. Maybe you want to consider it as a friendly amendment or vote on it. But I would say that that we send this... that the ballot be sent out tomorrow, and that we ask people to respond by July the 2nd, which gives them a week. It also gives Afia Wangaza, who is not here, who I believe runs the chair, time to send out a statement for people to look at before they vote. So my friendly amendment would be that the ballot be sent out by the 25th to the task force, and that the ballots be due back by July the 2nd.
Richard, do you accept that as a friendly amendment?
I'll second it.
Okay. So agreement. We have to vote on this now. And do you want to have a voice vote, or do you want me to call the roll of those that are present?
Now, this is on the amendment to set those dates, right?
Yes.
It's on the motion, I think.
You have to do the amendment first.
There's no such thing as a friendly amendment.
All right, then can
we just say without objection?
Does anybody object to this amendment to the motion? Okay, hearing no objection, let's move on to the motion. Does anybody object to the motion?
Well, I do, but just for the record, I do, but I'll let it slide.
Does anybody else object?
No.
All right, let it be noted in the minutes that there was one objection and everybody else was in favor that was on the call.
Madam Chair, was that really an objection or was it just a no vote?
Well,
you asked for an objection. I said
yeah.
I object.
Yeah.
Okay. We haven't taken a vote
yet. So it's a no vote.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yeah.
We haven't taken a vote yet.
Well, I asked if people wanted to do by roll call, and no one indicated it. So I asked if there were any objections, and you indicated you had an objection, and I asked if there were any others, and no one else spoke up.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I move we go on and have a roll call election.
Okay, fine.
I mean, a vote roll call on this vote.
Okay, fine.
It doesn't matter. I have to leave because I have my other meeting, so.
Okay, do you want to vote first?
I think there's something wrong with this process, really. But I got to go. Sorry.
Okay.
Let's
go forward to the vote.
So, Teresa, are you going to take down the results of the vote
if
I call the names?
Yes,
okay. First is Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Jessica Apollinar.
Yes.
Jim Bennett.
Yes.
Let's see. Kathy Davis.
I pass.
Chandra says yes. Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kim just left. Dina Colbert.
Yes.
Richard Uzzell.
Yes.
Is anybody else on the call that I didn't name?
Okay, this is Kathy. I'd like to abstain.
Abstain. Okay. For the record, Madam Secretary, Kathy Davis abstains, and I think we should put Kim Kaufman down as an abstention.
As a what?
Abstention.
As an abstention.
Oh, that's okay.
Technically, she didn't vote, I think.
Right. I was just going to say, I would not put words into anybody's mouth.
Okay.
She said that she had to leave before the vote was taken.
So she just did not vote, Madam Chair.
Just
okay.
Not vote.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
so do we have any nominations for chair of the task force?
This is Kathy.
Kathy? Go ahead.
I'm going to nominate if he has no
buzzing. Okay. I don't think we need seconds. So
Campbell Johnson, I'd like to nominate Jim Bennett.
Okay. Do we have... can somebody mute their phone? There's a lot of noise in the background. Do we have any other nominations? Hello? Do we have any other nominations? Okay.
I move that nominations cease.
Nominations are closed. We have two candidates, Afia Wangaza and Jim Bennett. Jim Bennett is on the call. Would you like to make a statement, Jim? And I would suggest you also that it be sent out in writing and Afia be notified to send her statement out
point
in writing.
Point of personal privilege.
Sure.
Madam Chair, this is Kathy. Unfortunately, I can't stay on the call because I have to broadcast tonight. There's no vote taking place tonight.
No, we're going to do an email ballot.
Okay, so, Jim, I look forward to seeing your email, but I have to go from the call.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for being here, Kathy.
I'm sorry, I'm hearing somebody in the background.
I'm sorry, I dropped out. I don't know. Jessica?
Madam Chair?
There's noise. There's too much noise. Somebody has to mute themselves.
There's a lot of static.
I will be muting myself.
Okay.
I think that was Jessica's phone.
Yeah. Madam Teresa?
Chair, Madam Chair, this is the Secretary. Can you tell me how much time we're going to give the candidates to speak and... if we're going to allow questions and answers after that. So I kind of know the feel for this process.
Well, I think to be fair to Afia, we should give Jim 10 minutes to speak, and whatever that comes out to the equivalent time. I mean, Afia can write a statement, and Jim's statement will be what
can
he
I,
said.
Can I ask a question about this? Because I do think that, in fairness, in terms of equal time, I do not feel comfortable with having an amount of time that Afia does not have.
Okay.
And perhaps the fairest thing to do, since a number of people are not on the call, I mean, I'm glad to speak, and I would want to speak, but if she's not given the opportunity to, and I am, that seems unfair.
Okay, and I also would like to say that I don't think we should have questions and answers because there's only one candidate present.
Right. Really?
So,
question.
Yes?
This is Arlene. Is this basically the only order of business tonight?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not part of the election, so if you all don't object, I'm going to go ahead and excuse myself, and Ursula may want to do the same thing.
I think we do appreciate you coming on the call.
Thank you, Arlene.
I'll be there. I'll try, unless there's some serious conflict, I'll be at your next meeting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Arlene.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Arlene.
If we don't have anything else to do, then I move that we adjourn.
Okay. Does everybody agree that Jim and Afia will only provide written statements? And how are we going to arrange to have that done? Because the written
Ma'am,
statements.
I have a proposal.
Okay.
Because I'm at a conference, staying at a payphone. Richard, can you possibly send.
There's something static in the background that's sort of pulsing.
Okay. Richard, because it's difficult for me to act as secretary to send out a ballot, can you send out the ballot? And can you also send an email to, well, I guess send an email and say we're asking each candidate if they like to send a statement.
Teresa, we cannot hear you at all.
What is that noise?
Please mute your phone, whoever has that background noise.
It's very entertaining, though.
I'm sorry. Let me mute it.
Madam Chair.
Okay.
I'm asking if Richard Uzel can send out the ballot.
Richard, can you send out the ballot?
I guess I can. You're not going to be near an email. It's just an email, right? Just an email saying that...
If the ballot is supposed to go to Christine, couldn't we actually ask Christine to send out the ballot?
Yeah, we definitely need to.
And
well,
then we could just basically give
this what
I
would
get my statement, and Afia could get her statement to Christine, and then Christine could send out the ballots with our statements included, so those we don't have to wait for those.
Right. That's what I was going to suggest.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think that's fine by common consent if we know that Christine's going to be, you know, willing and able to do all of this, that'd be wonderful. If not, I think, Richard, if you'd be willing, you know, as a backup so that we aren't in the lurch, if you would be willing to do it if Christine wouldn't.
I am.
I would object to Richard doing it because he's a task force member and it should be somebody.
Anybody, you know.
Madam Chair.
Because the person that sends out the ballots also receives the ballot.
Who would you suggest?
Madam
Chair. No, the person sends it out doesn't. We'd specify Dina to receive them.
Okay.
Now, we haven't talked to Dina about this either. I mean, not Dina, I'm sorry. But,
I was going to say, how did I get
somebody,
into this?
Somebody, Chris. Hey, Chris.
Madam Chair, may I...
Yes, you may speak.
Madam Chair, I wanted to mention one other point.
Yes.
Well, this is Campbell again. And the second point was that if perhaps Jim could give us an understanding of how long, so that we could establish now how long these statements could be, because, you know, I don't think either of them would give us the World Book Encyclopedia, but, you know, maybe if we were to suggest that the candidates, Jim, would 5 paragraphs or 500 words be okay?
How about 500 words?
That is more than sufficient with me. You know, it may be that Fia needs more than that, and I think we should just basically allow either of us to give us what they see fit. But, you know, without knowing what she would prefer, you know, I will be glad to do 500, and if she needs more than that,
I understand.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to be on the stack after Jim.
Okay, well, I don't know if Campbell was finished.
Well, that was, I was just proposing that and hoping that maybe we could adopt some parameter through the task force without objection. And, you know, that way we would have established this, and both candidates would be given equal opportunity, and that would not be a basis for anyone to feel as though they were not treated fairly. That's all that I was.
Well, how about this as a suggestion? Up to 750 words.
Bingo.
Madam Chair, can I get on the stack?
Yes.
Okay.
But, may I get on the stack afterwards?
Sure. So I'm just making a suggestion. It's not a formal motion. So let's hear from Teresa and then Dina.
Okay. Madam Chair, I would. I hope you can hear me. I hope that we send an email out to the affiliate task force that says the resolution that we passed, that the ballot is by email by 6/24, and it's going to, okay, and the ballot should be sent back by July the 2nd. I propose that we not have the statements attached to the ballot, because if we don't get the statements, then I don't want that to stop the ballot from going out. But we should send an email out to the task force in general, inviting the two candidates to send out their statements as soon as possible. And I would suggest that Richard Uzzell send out the ballot and give the email of where they are to be returned and by what date. And I will be happy to get on the call with him on a separate call and go over how the ballot would look. I'm afraid we should not. I think we should not ask a staff member to do that, because if he's busy or out of town, then we've just shot ourselves in the foot.
Sounds good.
Any
objections? I'm with you. Are you not able to get to your computer, Teresa?
I am in Minneapolis, Minnesota. On
I got computers in Minneapolis.
She's on a payphone.
But she'd have to do it tonight.
Yes.
Richard, she cannot do it. She doesn't have any resource with her, such as the list or the. Are you unwilling to do it?
I just said I would do it, but I don't have a very good list. Somebody send me lists. You know.
I will.
Okay.
And as a matter of fact, if anybody wants the list, they go to Pacifica Meeting Calendar, which is at kpftx.org, and click on Pacifica Meeting Calendar. And
yeah, but we need to be sure everybody that's on those lists are right, because those lists aren't always right.
But Madam Chair, may I speak?
Yes.
I think just the same way that you are sending out an email to the listserv, you would send it out to the task force and say, this is the ballot, and we will not accept votes from Arlene and Ursula, but everyone else on that listserv is entitled to vote. Am I correct or am I wrong?
You are incorrect according to the resolution.
Chandra, this is Ursula. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay. Let me just answer Teresa's question. Then we have Dina and Ursula. It is my understanding that, as the resolution states, no affiliates are allowed to vote in this. They can participate in the meeting, but they are not allowed, other than the two PNB reps, no other affiliates are allowed to vote. So, therefore, the only voting members are LSB reps and PNB reps to the task force. And Ursula is not allowed to vote, to my knowledge. So
right.
I would like to hear next from Dina and then from Ursula.
This is being pretty concrete, but I on the position papers that the two candidates are writing, I would like to suggest that I'm not saying one or two paragraphs, whatever it is, but something about themselves, something about their vision for the affiliate task force, and something about how they envision chairing the affiliate task force.
Sounds reasonable.
Are we gonna discuss that? Is that an actual proposal?
I don't know how to put that because there's freedom of speech attached here to a candidate's statement.
Are we going to discuss that? Or?
Okay. Might I suggest that you phrase it in the form of a motion, and the motion would be that the affiliate task force requests that the two candidates include in their statement answers to the following questions, and we put those four questions in the mail ballot.
So I would continue what you've said, and the questions would be a paragraph or two on their personal history, a paragraph or two on their vision for the affiliate task force, and a paragraph about how they see their role as chair of the affiliate task force.
Point of information?
Yes.
Are we saying that we're telling them this is what they have to put in there, or we're just suggesting that this might be what they put in the position paper?
For me, it's a suggestion.
Could be to include this information.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for your help, both of you, all of you.
Oh, I have
Ursula next.
I have a list that I had prepared previously, and after Ursula, I would like to read my list and see if there's anything that people would like to add.
May I make sure I have this written down so I'll get it right on the questionnaire? Asking the personal history, something about the personal history, the vision for the task force, and how they see their role as chair of the task force.
Correct. And since that's a motion, we will, after everybody has their chance, we're going to have to vote on that before you put it in.
Right, and I have an amendment to the motion.
Okay.
So, but the next person on the stack is Ursula.
Oh, hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Ursula, are you still there?
Ursula just disappeared.
Stage fright.
Hello.
While we're waiting for Ursula to get back, I would just like to say that I want to officially and accept the nomination, which I did not do earlier, and I am very honored to be nominated. I just wanted to make sure that I said that because I didn't say that earlier.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ursula. Can I have my... Can
we're
I talk
waiting
to you?
For you.
Okay, sorry.
Ursula, you used up all your time while you were off the line.
I have a technical excuse. So I just wanted to...
Wait a second. Please mute your phone.
Will do.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
This is regarding the listserv. As far as I can tell, the listserv does not take attachments. I wanted to point this out in case there's any attempt to use attachments in this process. I see people doing that periodically. As far as I can tell, I've never seen it happen, actually, on the listserv. There is an archive, and you can put things into the archive, but if you want to don't want to use the archive, you have to cut and paste the content into the email itself.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make that clear because I don't want that to become a sticking point. And
Hi, this is Mitchell, just checking in.
Hi, Mitchell. So for those of you that are all confused about this, the listserv is affiliates committee at yahoogroups.com. That's what we're talking about. That's the listserv we use to basically communicate with each other. And it does, as far as I know, attachments do not work on a listserv. Okay, I just wanted to make that clear.
And it's affiliate groups with an S.
Yeah.
Could you give that again?
It's affiliate committee at yahoogroups.com.
Right.
And
that's our list. That's the address to our listserv. It's affiliate singular committee at yahoogroupsplural.com. That's our listserv.
Thank you.
This is Richard. Since I'm going to send this out, would you send me the list of people on that? And I'm going to have to get with the secretary and make sure, go through that resolution that passed in Los Angeles and make sure the right people are.
Okay. Now, do you want the people on this listserv? I can remove anybody who's not officially on this committee now.
I can if you'll let me know who they are, then when I talk to Teresa and we look at that resolution and compare and put the people on that are supposed to be on, then I can let you know who to actually listserv should go to.
Okay,
we'll do. The second thing I wanted to say was, and I don't, this is just kind of came up in my mind because you're talking about ideas for what's in the statement. And I put this on the table for you to decide because I obviously I'm not objective, but if there's any way, you know, the issue of how the chair works with, you know, the affiliates coordinator and the program, that would be helpful. But that's I kind of leave that for you to decide how appropriate that is to include that in the language. But it certainly would be nice for me.
I would totally put it in.
All right. So if I understand correctly, the position
fourth
paper, we suggest that they address their personal history, their vision, and how they see the chair's role with the task force, with the affiliate coordinator, and the program.
Correct.
I have a couple of more suggestions. How have you been interacting and with affiliates during the past year? Have you been, and if so, how have you been interacting with affiliates? Because it is my understanding that the affiliate task force, that the PNB delegates to the from affiliate stations, their role is to liaison with affiliates from other stations and to communicate to them what's happening at the task force and get feedback. So I really want to know what these two candidates have done to reach out to affiliates and, you know, get feedback from them and communicate to them what's happening. So that was one question that I had. And the other one was the one that Ursula asked to be included. How do you envision your role vis-a-vis the task force coordinator, the affiliates coordinator?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Teresa. I would like just to stay with what we've got, the three things, but adding to on the third one, how they the candidates see their role of the chair with the task force, the affiliates coordinator, and the program. I'm just wondering how much they can get written in 750 words. And although I'm somewhat disappointed that we didn't have both candidates on the phone like to answer questions, I'm just afraid we can't get everything covered in their statements. And, I mean, there's just a limit to what information we can ask. Can't ask them in person on this call.
Also, can I be on the stack?
Yes.
To
go
add
ahead.
To that.
Go ahead.
In fairness to both candidates,
U.S. for the past year, and both candidates have not been on the affiliate task force in the past year. So I think it would be just better to talk about, to leave it off.
Okay. That's fine with me.
May I get the wording correct on, can y'all hear me? May I get the wording correct on that last thing?
You want
thing?
Me to repeat it?
I have down here, well, wait a minute, this is going to be a little bit different than yours, but this is the way I heard you, secretary talk, you know. How the statement, no, got two mixed up here. How the candidates see their role, the role of the chair, working with Pacifica staff, as I said.
How the candidates see their role as chair with working with the task force, the affiliate coordinator, and the program.
Yeah, that says the same thing, Pacifica staff, doesn't it? Are the affiliate court? You know, I don't think we need to write a book about this. I think
okay.
We just...
Madam Chair?
Yes?
I move that we adjourn.
Wait a second. We have a motion on the floor.
Do we?
About the wording.
Okay.
And I would like to know if there are any objections to this motion.
No.
And the motion includes four things, right?
Yes. Can we read it out loud again and then hear if there are any objections?
Yep. Okay, the four questions are personal history, vision for the task force, how they see their role as the chair of the task force and how they see the role of the chair working with Pacifica staff.
And the program.
What was the last one? I'm sorry, there's too much noise.
It's Pacifica staff and the program.
Did you get that, Richard?
Yeah, but if you work with the staff, you're working with the program. I mean, you know, it's like the staff's driving a Dodge, you work with Dodge. What is that?
That's an assumption.
Can I call the question, Madam Chair?
Is everybody clear on what the fear kashas are, if anybody knows what that means? The four questions.
Yes.
Okay. So are there any objections to the wording as it stands? No objections. Are there any objections to giving each candidate up to 750 words? Or do people think now with the specific questions asked that they need more words?
I don't have any objection with up to 750.
Does everybody agree?
Yes.
Okay. If with no objections, we have the four questions, and I would suggest we adjourn. Any objections to adjourning?
So moved.
Thank you.
Okay.
Without objection. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Chandra.
Thank you.
Bye, Jeff.
Bye, thank you.
Good night.